18 years old, the threshold of adult life and responsibility. Old enough to die in the service of your country, as we've seen graphically in the past few weeks. But it is also the age of many high school seniors.
Good morning, Wilson High School.
On a chilly spring day in Washington, D.C., a Chinese dragon trailed by a bass drum snakes down a corridor at Woodrow Wilson High School. Some students are headed for an assembly on Asian American heritage. Others linger by an exit, hoping to dodge past the security guard and escape into the spring weather. In a small conference room, six Wilson students gather to tell us what they're thinking about as their senior year comes to a close.
Making that new transition from high school into a bigger place known as college, and having to live with somebody and, you know, just worries about college.
My most serious concern is how we are gonna top the signs. If you go out and look at outside the building, you'll see class of 02, class of 99 on really hard to reach places. So like my friends and I, we're looking to see where some person, not me,
because
like I'm gonna be with my mother at the time that anything bad is happening, but how they're gonna like put the big class of 03 sign somewhere that the custodians cannot get, you know, they can't like erase or anything, be there for all time.
Prom, what you're gonna wear that someone else is not wearing your dress.
Finding the date.
And my mom's like, you better be home by 12 o'clock. Mom, it doesn't start till 12 o'clock. The hard part.
Difficult leaving your parents? Are you thinking about that now?
I think it's not just going to be difficult for us to leave our parents. I think it's going to be very difficult for our parents to realize that we're leaving.
Yes.
They've tried so hard to keep, like, my mom keeps saying, can you stay home from college? I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to leave. That's a part of growing up. And I think that also them realizing that they've been here for us to kiss us when we fall and pick us up if we scrape our knee. Now it's our turn to pick ourselves up if we fall, and they can't be there for us anymore as much as they want to.
They're talking about when we leave, they're going to build a jacuzzi in our room, and they must be happy. But I think especially my mom's going to miss me. Yeah.
My grandmother, she's like 74 years old right now. And she wants me to go to a community college, which is like in the area. But if I've been in her house for 18 years, I at least want to venture out on my own, learn from my mistakes, and build on what I have learned from past experiences.
Is it scary, though? Is it scary thinking about that, walking out of a place that
yes.
you've been? Yeah. What is different about being an 18-year-old right now?
At 18, you're too old to do anything stupid, yet you're too young to do anything that you'd consider fun now that you're 18.
One thing I'm scared is that having to register for the draft. I don't want to be sent to war, you know, because as soon as you turn 18, you get registered, and they can draft you if they need you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no draft right now. You got to register.
We have
you
draft,
never know,
we haven't
right?
drafted anyone since 72.
Yeah.
For me, it's weird because I'm going in to the military. I have boot camp this summer, freshman year of college, but I know that I could be pulled out at any moment, my sophomore and junior or senior year, if they call me up.
You all know that Jessica Lynch, who was captured, she was rescued. You saw the pictures of her. She's 19 years old, same age as some of you in this room. What went through your mind as you heard about the story?
It was amazing. She's like, I'm not going to be taken. 19-year-old girl, 5'4 or something. Like her, you know? Can you imagine her, like, with an M16, shooting at all those Iraqis and killing, like, as many as she could when she ran out of, like, ammunition? Like, wow, I don't know if I could ever do that.
She looks younger than 19.
Yeah, and you see her picture, and she was voted Miss Congeniality. You know, you'd think she'd be like little prissy girls, like all into pom-poms. But, you know, she's out there in a maintenance company, like fixing tanks and all that, and carrying like an 8-pound like weapon and just kicking ass. That's what she was doing. She was over there, she was kicking ass.
She did something that probably most women who heard her story would feel was impossible. And I know now that every little girl who's heard her story that considers her a role model, that I want to be like Jessica Lynch. They might not want to go to war, but they might know that if they believe and if they have faith, that they know they can survive any obstacle that comes their way. I mean, now I believe that more than I ever did.
I think about how many kids are there because they really want to defend their country, and how many kids are there because, you know, so many things with different recruiters coming to schools, you know, and kids being told that they can get so much money, or that, you know, if you serve 4 to 8 years or however much it is, you know, we'll put you through college. And I mean, that's great. That's what you want to do. But I don't believe that you have to potentially lose your life for money or because of nationalism and all the romanticism that they put on war. So
you're saying that people may not have got what they bargained for when they signed up.
Exactly.
They tell you what you're in for. You know, they told me what I'm in for. He was like, you know, you want to join? Okay. This is what happens. Whatever your job is, this is what could happen to you. There's kids down the hall, and they're like, oh, those people are stupid. They sign up because they're stupid. They want money. They want this. They want that. It's like, are you saying that they're stupid, or are you just scared that you could never do something like that?
Jonathan Polenko, along with Ryan Tabb, Dianira Montgomery, Lawrence Montgomery II, Keith Kearney Jr., and Delonte Crosby. They spoke to us earlier this week at Woodrow Wilson High School in Washington, D.C.